This morning, we're going to read three short passages from the Old Testament. Two are going to be from the prophets. One's Isaiah, and the other Ezekiel. And then we'll finish with a small part of Psalm 127, which we just said for our recitation. And as I read through these parts of the Old Testament, listen for one thing that is the same in each one of these short readings. Listen for a kind of person or a kind of job that a person does. So pay close attention to these three readings, and then when I'm done, I'm going to ask you if you are able to catch what is the same in all three of these. Are you ready? We'll begin with Isaiah chapter 62. On thy walls, O Jerusalem, have I appointed watchmen. All the day and all the night continually they shall not be silent. For you who make mention of Yahuwah, there shall not be stillness. And give him no stillness until he establish, and until he set Jerusalem as a praise in the earth. Maybe you have a guess. Let's do the next one from the prophet Ezekiel. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Maybe you have a pretty good idea of what was similar in those two. And let's finish with Psalm 127, and I think you'll know. If Yahuwah keep not the city, in vain the watchman watches. So who thinks they know what was the same in all three of those? Yes? Watchmen. Is that what you were going to say too? The watchman. That's right. Now in the Old Testament, in the ancient world, cities had walls around them to protect them from enemies who might want to attack them. And on those walls were watchmen, just like we read about. Yes? They block bad things out. That's exactly right. That's what the walls are for. And you know who warns of enemies that are coming? That's the watchman. Their job was to stay on the walls and look out because the walls were higher than the rest of the city. So they could see much farther for any bad things that were coming or any enemies that wanted to attack the city. And all day long, even through the whole night, early into the morning to the sunrise, and then the whole day long, there were watchmen walking those walls of the city. And Isaiah talked about the walls of Jerusalem especially. And their job, if they saw a threat, if they looked out and saw some enemies coming to attack the city, they would holler, they would call back into the city so that they could be prepared to defend themselves. Or they would blow a trumpet. Sometimes a shofar is called from the horn of an animal, a loud noise to alert everybody. So everybody knows that it's time to get ready to protect themselves. That's right. That was the job of a watchman, is to give us a warning so that we could get ready to protect ourselves from enemy invaders. Now here's a little bit of a harder question maybe. When we were reading and listening to these portions in the Old Testament, who do you think the watchman was and is? Do you have any ideas? Who's the watchman?
Angels.
Angels. You are absolutely right. Angels are the watchmen, because now we're thinking about how the Lord and his angels are watchmen for us. The Lord and his angels are like those watchmen on the walls that are watching us and looking out for those things that could hurt us, like evil spirits wanting us to maybe say something that isn't very nice. And they protect us, because what happens is the Lord and his angels, they'll remind us of what the Lord says in the Word. And you might even hear in your head the warning from the Word when there is an evil spirit who's trying to get you to do something that isn't very nice. Because the Lord, through his angels, is your watchman. Just like the watchman on the walls of Jerusalem. And if we look at Psalm 127, it says, if the Lord isn't helping, the watchman won't be able to do his job. So the Lord, really, through his angels, is our watchman to protect us from evil spirits. But the Lord also uses other people to help him, doesn't he? The Lord has your parents help him be a watchman. And you can think of this in very, very simple things. If you were about to cross a busy road, wouldn't your parents call out to you and say, "Stop, don't cross the road"? Wouldn't they do that? They wouldn't want you to cross a busy road, would they? That's just, no, they wouldn't, because you might get hurt, right? They want to protect you, just like a watchman protects the city. So the Lord has your parents because they love you. They're full of love from the Lord just for you. He has them be your watchmen as well. The Lord helps them be your watchmen. Now, he helps them be your watchmen from the Word too, because maybe your parents have helped you see that acting a particular way isn't very nice. Or if you did do something that wasn't very nice, they help you and explain to you from the Word that the Lord wants you to be nice. And to next time, be nice. That's like your parents being your watchmen, just like those watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem calling out or alerting the people that trouble is coming. And adults that you're with can help be watchmen too, and teachers and even ministers. Everybody who loves you, all of those adults are like your watchmen that the Lord has appointed on the walls to look out and help you and alert you for when you need to be ready so that you can be protected by the Lord. So when you think of the Lord mentioning watchmen in the Word, you can think about how your parents are your watchmen and they help you be aware of dangers and warn you from the Word. And you can think about how angels are watching over you and protecting you from the Word. And you can especially think about how the Lord is your watchman, watching over you and protecting you. Amen.